I remember the one day driving through Krugersdorp with Cecilia. In fact, we weren't even two roads away from her flat when she began to talk about this. Now, in the moment, it was very out of context. It honestly didn't make sense why she would start talking about this topic. But in the broad spectrum of things, it completely made sense. It is in context completely. It was what Cecilia was doing to me every time I had visited her. It was something she did to each one of us in her group. Cecilia brought up Hitler. Now, she said to me that Hitler had a person that used to do mind control or brainwashing. And she went on to say that this person was actually in the occult and then began to talk about the methods. Now, to be honest, my history knowledge is quite foggy after all these years. So I honestly don't recall if Hitler had a person who did mind control or brainwashing, but in order to carry out what Hitler was doing, he himself at the very least had to know how to do this. I mean, how else do you get your followers to do these heinous crimes or these indespicable acts towards other people without questioning? His followers just did whatever he said without arguing about it. They just did what they were told to do. And as for Cecilia's statement about this person being part of the occult, I have no idea. I mean, like I've mentioned in my previous audios, Cecilia lied a lot. So I wouldn't know. But what I wanted to just relay was the fact that she was overly enthusiastic about this person who could do brainwashing and mind control. And she told me about some of the methods, and then still afterwards just added, there's also other methods. Now, obviously, she did not give me the methods or tell me the methods that would have struck me as, oh, wait, but you're doing that to us. You know, are you trying to brainwash us or control us? She obviously hadn't related any obvious methods to me. She related more technical methods, for lack of better words. But what was dumbfounding in that moment, and even all these years later, is her over-enthusiastic way of talking about being able to control people, being able to get anybody to do whatever you wanted without them arguing back, without them even questioning you. You could just tell them to do something and they do it because they wholeheartedly believe they have to follow you and they have to do whatever you say because whatever you say is true and is right and is the thing that needs to be done. In the moment of being told this, I obviously didn't know what was going on. I just thought it was a very strange topic to suddenly talk about. But looking back after all these years and looking at each person I know and know of, Cecilia was doing this to every one of us in her group. And her over-enthusiasm about this topic was more than likely heightened because she saw that she was actually getting away with it. She saw that she was actually starting to be able to control people. And the scary part is, and it's actually a better word, is terrifying. Terrifying to have witnessed and to have even been one of the people that she so easily managed to control. Now, each person obviously was a bit harder to work these methods on. Each person required a different approach. I know with me personally, Cecilia and I had quite a few arguments on certain topics because certain things were just not morally right. And these were honestly just simple topics, meaningless actually. they were never as big as, you know, let's steal something, even if it's a chocolate bar from the shop. She didn't even go that far, but she never even started on something even, dare I say, dramatic as stealing a chocolate bar with any one of us, because she had to figure out how we worked, how we thought, where our morals were. She needed to figure each of us out individually and then figure out basically where the buttons are that make us function. With every member in her group, she worked this masterfully. There were, back when I was friends with Cecilia, there were only a few people, not even a handful of people that I knew of, that Cecilia didn't manage to fool. Not even a handful. That's scary. That's honestly terrifying. I witnessed person after person meet Cecilia and wholeheartedly believe her nonsense story about who she is, what she can do, and even worst of all, the genuineness about the person she is. That's honestly terrifying. That's how convincing she was. So taking into account that she had this masterful, foolproof disguise, plus she knew how to get each of us to function, to get each of us to do whatever she wanted. With me personally, like I said, there was numerous arguments between us. We had arguments sometimes over the dumbest things, because Cecilia really had to start with baby steps with each of us. And she had to tread slowly to figure out, you know, which path to take in order to win us over or get us to do what she wanted. And she needed to figure out where, you know, the warning bells would go off on the inside of each of us. I don't know why she never completely got that right with me. She did to, well, a 4-year extent, so she got it done well enough. I would definitely say that. But as far as I know, I was the only person in Cecilia's group that actually had arguments with her, or rather just disagreements. I mean, on simple things like towels, on Bible scriptures, simple things, very, very simple, meaningless things. Cecilia definitely did not like the fact that I would stand up to her if I solidly believed something and knew something, and she kept pushing and pushing and pushing to make me believe whatever she was saying, and I would draw the line there in, on the ground, and metaphorically speaking at least, and she couldn't cross that line. And then that's when she would take the road to breaking me. That, unfortunately, she knew, and she figured that out possibly within the first few weeks of knowing me. I think that was probably the first thing she would figure out with each person. I mean, it does make sense. You find out the person's weaknesses and you use them to your advantage. I mean, you basically continuously hold this thing over a person's head that if you don't do as I say, I'm gonna break you in some way. And believe you me, Cecilia knew how to break a person. It was never lightly. It was in terrifying and extremely destructive ways. And even the first time that she would try break someone, it would never be subtly. I had witnessed the one day where Rhea was in a state, which I'll talk about another in another audio. But I witnessed how Cecilia just outright broke Rhea. Rhea was already in a mess, and Cecilia just added to it. And the scenario that Rhea was going through was honestly legitimate. It was devastating. It had nothing to do with Cecilia, on the surface at least. But underlying it, it was definitely, to a very great extent, involving Cecilia. But Rhea never finger-pointed. Rhea was never like that, to blame things on other people. But here, this woman who had dedicated her life every single day to trying to help Cecilia in so many ways. I'd watched Rhea do the most mind-boggling things. I had never seen someone sacrifice so much in order to try save someone who is supposedly being attacked and supposedly fearing for their life on a minute-by-minute basis. Rhea laid down everything for Cecilia, and Cecilia so easily, so light-heartedly, so carelessly, just breaks Rhea even further. I've never seen Rhea cry until that day. And then obviously when the trial was going on. But yeah, Cecilia just, she knew. I mean, I was told that by investigators, I was told that Cecilia never had so much as a standard six. But yet, she knew enough on certain topics and certain methods. Methods and topics that were obviously used to carry out whatever she needed. And that's actually quite scary, because for someone who didn't have a standard six, we all would assume that the person obviously battled at school. But in fact, with the way Cecilia carried out so many things, she was highly intelligent. She was masterful in so many ways. So many ways that it is beyond terrifying. And even in having heard that discussion about Hitler, I mean, that was probably within the first month of knowing Cecilia. Little did I know. I mean, if I have to look back, if I knew then what I know now, I would have frozen in fear. I mean, they say looks can kill. I think in that moment, if I was actually with Cecilia and suddenly I just knew everything that would happen, yeah, need I say more? But she was masterful in every single way, even to the point of taking on techniques used by Hitler. And that is mind-boggling, that is terrifying, that is so many things. I don't think there's actually even the right word in the dictionary to describe anything Cecilia does. It's just beyond words for everything she does.